The president will be in the Middle East until next week. Iran is not on the president's itinerary, but as he travels to some of the Persian Gulf states, Iran will be on the agenda and pretty high up on that agenda. Mr. Bush says the international community must isolate and contain Iran, but after a recent intelligence report revealed that Iran is not building nuclear weapons, the U.S. is losing international support for that policy. Mark Lynch is a political science professor at George Washington University and joins us now. And Mr. Lynch, welcome to the program. Let's take Egypt and Saudi Arabia, two U.S. allies the president will visit. What is their position on Iran, and how does it differ from President Bush's?
Well, I think both Saudi Arabia and Egypt have been very worried about Iran for quite some time. And dating back about a year, they were actually at the forefront of Arab efforts to try and contain Iran and to kind of mobilize support for the confrontation against Iran. But now they both seem to be backing away a bit. I don't think that's because they've become less worried. I think it's more to do with losing a bit of patience, perhaps, a little bit of confidence in the United States, and also just beginning to prepare themselves to accommodate to the reality of rising Iranian influence.
So why is it better for them to be more accommodating to rising Iranian influence rather than confrontational?
Well, especially in the Gulf, the price of oil, as you know, is sky high, and that's good for business in the Gulf. And the prospect of a war, I think, really frightens a lot of people in the Gulf. And at the same time, you have to understand that people in the Gulf have been living with Iran for quite some time. This isn't a new issue for them. They see Iran as a challenge, but they see it as something, I think, which can be managed.
The president talks a lot about containing Iran, and I'm wondering, what will the heads of state say to him about that policy? Will they try to gently shift him in another direction?
I think that one of the keys to any containment policy, whether it's Iran or anybody else, is you really need to have the enthusiastic support of neighboring states. It's the only way to make sanctions work or to make any kind of containment policy work. And I think what you're seeing now is a lot of the most important Arab states, especially in the Gulf, who have really lost that enthusiasm.
But aren't they worried that with a rising Shiite power in Iran and perhaps also in Iraq, that might spur restive minority Shia populations in their own countries and create some discord there?
They've certainly been quite worried about that. And frankly, you don't even need to have a Shia minority to be worried about that. If you take Egypt, for example, which has no Shia to speak of, you had as much anti-Shia hysteria gripping Cairo last winter as you did in the Gulf. And there, for example, in Cairo, a big part of the problem was that when you had the war between Israel and Hezbollah, you saw a fair number of quite Sunni Egyptians who were sympathizing very vocally with Hezbollah against Israel. So I think that it's not only about Shia minority populations. I think it's a more general concern about popular opposition and instability. But if you look at it right now, I think that this, like most of the other problems, I think strikes more people in the Arab world as something which is manageable and not as a deep threat. And I think that's a change from the way they were talking a year ago.
Mark Lynch is a professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University. He is also author of the Middle East politics blog, Abu Aardvark. Mark Lynch, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.